a lot
and hand them to them because it has to be stuff that
a lot of homeless here. Are you from here?
Yeah.
You live here?
I live here.
Yeah, we travel all over the country.
I live mostly in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville?
But I moved here when I couldn't find a place decent for price in Jacksonville. I bought a house down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I got down here and I wasn't having any intentions of getting my pastor license. But I went ahead and got them when they started doing what they're doing to the homeless here.
Oh, what are they doing?
When I got...
What are they doing to the homeless?
They arrest them if they catch them sleeping on the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They take them to jail.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're homeless.
Yeah. Yeah,
what
you know,
choice do they got?
Yeah, you know, my experience with, I don't know how the homeless are here, but if I could share with you, my experience with the homeless, all over America. I've traveled and been in ministry for 15 years and offering people my card with my phone number and my email address and say, call me. You know, we always will meet people's needs if they're hungry, if they need a blanket or a tent or something. We'll meet people's needs. They always get the gospel. And then I always tell them, call me. I have resources. I can get you off the street. Hold on. Do you want to know out of the hundreds, probably over 1,000 one-on-one homeless people I've dealt with, do you know how many have called and said, please help me get off the street?
Very few.
I had one lady call after I met her husband and she wanted cash. Supposedly, this is the kind of people that I think I see out there. She wanted cash after I left and I said, I've already left the town. She goes, well, there's a food locker right down the street, like 15 miles or 20 miles. They're giving away free food. I don't have any gas. Can you send me some cash on my Cash App? And I'm smarter than that. I use the Lord's money with resources. I said, tell you what. I said, I can't send you cash. I said, what's your address? I said, I will send a taxi over to your house. I will pay for the taxi to take you to the food place and bring you home. Click, hung the phone up on me. So here's my point.
I've learned that these drug people that are doing drugs make up the most believable lies.
They are mostly all liars and scammers. And see, here's the problem.
And one that's telling the truth will have skips and bakes in their story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One guy
because
was...
Because they're not there yet.
One guy was telling me he's on his way to go to see a funeral in Tennessee. And I said, where are you from? He said, oh, Florida. And he was in Wyoming. He was in Wyoming.
I don't give anybody money.
Oh, no. Don't give cash.
But
here's what the Bible says. Doesn't the Bible say if you won't work, you don't eat? So shouldn't... I have a question. Shouldn't we... I'm not talking about third world country people with no arms and legs laying in the side of the ditch. I'm talking about in America. Shouldn't we instruct them, give them the gospel? I feed anybody if they're hungry once or twice. Shouldn't we instruct them that... You know, it's sinful to not work. It's not. It's sinful to not be.
I've never had nobody in my corner to hand me money.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Yeah.
And I made it without asking anybody.
Right, right. So my point is, shouldn't we instruct the? Are we? I have a question for you. I meet a lot of people that deal with homeless, and they think it's a good idea to just give homeless people food unending. They think it's a good idea sometimes to hand them cash. They think it's a good idea to go, oh, Lord bless you, and they never share the biblical gospel, and they never call them out of that life. Do we really love them if we leave them in that life?
Wait,
can you answer that? Do we love them if we leave them in that life? Do we? Do we love them with a godly love?
We don't love them if we're not going to share with God's word.
Exactly.
Me, I beat around. I make friends with them, and then I start throwing the gospel in slowly.
Yeah, yeah, see, I believe...
I had a grown man cry,
yeah,
ready to turn his life around. I got the guy with the city of Jacksonville. I got him over there. He came over. We got a policeman to come over and transport him to the rehab center.
Yeah.
For alcoholic abuse.
Yeah.
He gets signed in. He stayed one day.
Right.
And
yeah.
Left.
Yeah, that's why most of them, you know, people say, I always tell them too, I say, hey, I'm a taxpayer. The government has places that feed and house you. You know why they won't go? Because they got to quit drugs and alcohol to stay at those places and they got to go in rehab programs.
He was never homeless before in his life.
Yeah.
When I left there, I had him crying and thinking about everything he did. I said,
yeah,
if you made a bad man and your wife kicked you out, I said, better than sleeping on these streets is to swallow your pride,
yeah,
call her and apologize and see if she'll take you,
yeah,
back. You know, when I left, he was calling her on the phone and apologizing.
Here's what the homeless really need, ready? They need to hear about Jesus Christ and his shed,
yes,
blood and his resurrection for defeating death. And they need a hold on, let me finish.
I usually got a pocket full of stuff that has different Bible verses.
And they usually need a warning to stay away from the religious systems, because the religious systems are not teaching the full word of God. And they need to be called, because of what Jesus did, I'm preaching the gospel to you here, they need to be called to repentance, which means come out of your life, come out of the culture, come out of all false ways, and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are, when God sees a willing vessel that's willing to obey him. No, God doesn't give the Holy Spirit to whoever he wants, whoever wants it.
No.
He gives it to those who obey him. Wait, let me finish. And then the fruit that God comes in you, and you're born from above through repentance, is holiness and obedience, your desire to seek the kingdom of God, and it matches God's word, not the Baptist faith, not some mission faith, not some Catholic faith.
I'm not happy with Baptist. Yeah,
well, and then the Bible says that the last part of it, the Bible says you also have to finish and endure till the end of your life. You can't believe, raise your hand, say a prayer, and say you're going to heaven. You must endure in a saving faith. That is the gospel that the homeless people need. And they need the call out of that to come, repent, lose your lies, lose your addictions, lose your sluggardry, lose all those things that keep you from the kingdom of God. See, just feeding them isn't going to do them any good. You throw a guy a fish, like they say, and you fed him for one day. Teach him how to fish. You'll feed him the rest of his life. Teach them the word of God, and you've helped them eternally.
You've got to teach the word of God.
Yeah, does that make sense?
That's why you get the title preacher.
Yeah.
Most
of the preachers are about building up buildings, collecting money, getting a salary, getting a paycheck. That's what most of them are all about. Ooh, watch yourself. That's hot.
Take it right like that. I feed my dog chicken.
You what?
I feed my dog chicken.
You buy that chicken for your dog?
Well, I'll eat a piece of it off.
Oh,
the
my. Check out my website, don'tperish.com. Contact me, email me. I'd love to talk to you, and I'd love to go deep in the scriptures. Test me to the word of God. I'd love to test what you teach to the word of God. Yeah, well, God gave us one. I tell people.
A walking Moses.
God gave us a beard. We should wear a beard. So give me a call. Check out my website.
Do you know the guys that I admire the most?
Men in the Bible that God called and inspired by his Holy Spirit?
The guys that sit out there and hold that street sign all day, day after day after day. And they get run off and they'll find another corner.
Yeah. Yeah, we hold gospel signs. We do a lot of events. We just did Daytona 500. We'll be doing some events in this town this weekend. So we like to go to events and preach an open-air street preach, but we make disciples. We preach the gospel. We expose false man-made religion that's all over the place.
I get recognized all over Jacksonville for what I've done there. I don't get recognized a whole lot here, but I'm not in it for the recognition.
She can get her if you're on the
deadline. Okay. Awesome. I understand. Yeah, email me. I'd love to talk to you sometime.
I do a lot of work.
Yeah.
In his name, but I've also seen him work through me.
Yeah.
And you may read this in the Bible, but when the power's in you for prayer, and it's a true power, and he doesn't give it to you every day like these fake preachers say.
Right, right.
But when he does give it,
it's got to be by the Spirit.
I've seen miracles when I pray with people. I've seen miracles.
I believe in miracles, but I think people are also, there's a lot of charismatics that have taken that over.
You can pray on somebody that they don't believe in God.
Right.
Chances of that prayer work.
Right, right.
Unless
but
it's a child.
I think we have to be careful. There is a lot of charismatic false things going on. A lot of false, you know, here you go. Ready, real quick. Last thing. Everybody now is talking about revival. Do you know there's not going to be no revival in the last days? There's going to be a falling away, and Satan and his workers are going to use false signs and wonders, false healings, false miracles to deceive, and you got to have the gospel right, and you got to have doctrine right.
Up in Jacksonville, the church. And do you know rich people live across from the church? Called up and said, we had it closed after a certain hour, so we wouldn't disturb nobody.
Yeah.
We was within the hours, and they called the cops. And, and we didn't even have it that loud.
But there will be no revival in the last days. There's going to be a falling away.
But
there's going to be a lot of great deception. Check
but
out my
like
website.
Good,
it'll
I
encourage
like
you.
I like good revival tents going there. Sometimes you see a lot of interesting. But when I see somebody put their hand on somebody's forehead and step on their toe and push. Where do you think they're going
to
go?
Well, yeah, it's slain in the spirit. This is an occult practice. The Hindus do that. That's not of God. So, yeah.
No,
watch out for all of that.
That's not a real prayer.
Yeah. I look forward to hearing from you. Good talking to you. Have a great day. God be praised.